spot in my driveway where you can park your car. I know a place off the highway where there's a sky full of stars. It ain't far. Got a bottle of red wine just waiting for the right night. The right girl, the right time. Sounds good, don't it? Well, it's got your name on it if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Do you know I want you in it every minute? Got a front porch seat for you, girl. If you can swing it, my start, my end, my heart, my head. You can have it right now if you want it. It's got your name on it. Got a little space on the right side of this king-size bed, and there's three little words I ain't never said yet. I spell it out in a tattoo on my arm just for you, right there in plain view, so the whole world knows it. 'Cause it's got your name on it if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my swing it, my start, my end, my heart, my head. You can have it right now if you want it. It's got your name on it. It's got your name on it. My sun up, sun down, my forever, my right now. If you like how that sounds, you might as well own it. 'Cause it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Girl, you know I want you in it, every minute. Got a front porch seat for you, girl. If you can swing it, my start, my end, my heart, my hand. You can have it right now if you want it. It's got your name on 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 it.
We love our old country roots, but we've come a long way from Waylon and Willie. This is New Country.
Shake it for me, girl.
This is New Country 93.5.
Don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one and one makes two. Put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted. And I wanna call you mine, wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget. just wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Okay, right out of the gate, do you socially kiss? Now, wait a second. It's not because we're not weirdos. Well, maybe, but that's not why we're asking.
Yeah, I just noticed watching the Oscars that there was a lot of mouth-to-mouth, full-on kisses.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, hey?
I mean, it's not something you see every day.
Did you want to do that?
I do.
Oh.
I think it's cute.
Do you socially kiss coming up?
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but headlights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. Here in the dust, middle finger up because of my name. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you, middle finger up because of my name. Up at the sky, get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the hell I put you through. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. I'd leave me too.
Country 93.5. This might not be your thing, but it might be your thing, which is the Oscars. And last night, it was the who's who of motion picture royalty. And I gotta say, Ariana Grande is just.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far.
And can she say?
I love her so much.
She's incredible. But something that you've noticed during the award show, which, by the way, was almost 4 hours long, is that a lot of people were kissing on the lips.
Yes, it was so interesting to me. I saw so many people win. And I mean, I get it. This is the biggest award of your life. Kiss as many people as you want. But there was a couple people that kissed and I was like, oh, that must be their husband or their wife or their partner.
Yeah.
But then you'd see them sit back down by their husband, wife, or partner. Yeah. So it was a lot of colleagues that I get it. Like, you're in the trenches working on a film day in, day out. You get super close, but there was a lot of people kissing other people on the lips. I wasn't offended by it. I just thought it was very interesting.
And yeah, you're not wrong. You would be on these pictures for, you know, anywhere between 4 and 6 months,
mm-hmm.
but that was how long ago?
I know.
So maybe that has something to do with it, because then you're finally regrouped together.
Yes.
And then you win something, and you're just like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get so excited that you start kissing each other on the lips.
But I would think that you would have to set that up ahead of time. Like,
how so?
Would have to have that relationship where, hey, when I'm excited, I'm going to come in for the real thing. Like, I feel like that's not something that you all of a sudden debut on Oscars night.
I think you do.
You really?
I think you do. I think that's something that happens on Oscar night.
And I've never noticed it before. And I was even wondering if maybe this is a new trend that we're getting into where we are just kissing the people that we love now. And not your significant other necessarily, but just people that you've worked a long time with or good friends of yours or distant cousins. You're just getting in there. And I kind of love it.
You know, Paul McGuire and I worked together for a very long time at CMT. I don't think the next time I see him, I'm going to kiss him on the lips.
No way.
No, I don't think so.
Would you maybe do a, because this is sort of what I think is getting into the kiddie pool of stuff like this. Would you do the like the cheek kiss? Yeah.
With Paul?
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I do the side cheek. Sure.
Do you do that with anyone else?
Yeah, a lot of people.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I've
yeah.
never seen you do that.
Well, not... Listen.
Listen.
When I leave this place, my life churches up a little bit.
That's nice to hear.
But when I come back, like when I come back to this place...
Yeah.
I kind of take a couple of steps down.
Yeah. Bumping knuckles is the highest class you can do.
Yeah, you know, a couple of high fives.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know. And it's usually, and here, to be honest, it's usually the folks that hang out with my wife.
Oh, I see.
It's probably, I'm kind of guilty by association versus it's my crowd,
right.
You know, to be brutally honest.
No, and that makes a whole lot of sense.
It does make sense. I know. Yeah. I get it. But yeah, sure, why not?
I think it's something that we should all be doing.
So social experiment. Do you think you could go into work today? Because this is essentially what happened at the Oscars, is the people that they're working with.
Yeah, they're colleagues.
Could you go in and either side kiss, side cheek? Two?
Yeah.
Right,
love it.
Or can you kiss them right on the lips?
Oh my goodness.
And do you, just overall, okay, park that just for a second too. The other question is, do you socially kiss anyone? It could be side cheek kiss, could be on the lips kiss.
Ooh, we need to start doing it more. Yes.
Okay. Do you do either one?
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. He's sure as hell ain't.
judging by the way you just smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus. But he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his books. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all alone tonight. Look, saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to de-icing that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
There's a new face joining the new country roster. She's vegan, ridiculously generous, but has a bad habit of barging in on everything. Introducing the new country 93.5 Interrupted Cash Cow. Starting Monday, we're turning her loose on the music department. Keep your ears peeled for the Interrupting Cash Cow. Every time she bulldozes into one of your favorite songs, you could instantly win $500. Head to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at who she's interrupting next. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow. Coming Monday to New Country 93.5.
Toyota on the Park, home of the RAV4, the MVP of the road. Built for wherever life takes you. Confident in the city, unstoppable on any adventure. With incoming gas and hybrid 2025 RAV4s arriving this month, now's the time to get yours. Hurry, don't miss out. Visit toyotaonthepark.ca or stop by at 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Morning, Jim. Looks like last night's windstorm took out the shed.
Sure it wasn't Tuesday's storm, Earl?
Well, now that you mention it, might have been Sunday's.
There have been more than a few.
Ain't that the truth?
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
It's the Reliance Home Comfort Spring Trade-In and Save event. For a limited time, get $1,200 in credit towards a new furnace or air conditioner. Your choice. That's right, $1,200 to upgrade to a new energy-efficient furnace or AC when you trade in your old equipment. Any age, any make, any condition. And with over 140,000 five-star reviews, you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting great service. This offer won't last long, so if you're ready to trade in and save,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
This is where your story begins. Starting at square one, Mississauga. Tickets on sale now. Visit dndimmersive.com.
What's hotter than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich? Getting one for just $4.99. Did we mention it's also made with Canadian chicken? Get in on this hot deal before April 6th. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, Financing, advising, know-how.
Sarah, do you know why people have garages and storage lockers full of junk?
It's because the stuff is too valuable to throw away.
And the value is often sentimental value.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will always find a new family to love the items you're willing to give away.
We've even got special stickers we put on items that are going to a new family.
Every item with those stickers gets handled with tender, loving care.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
New Country 93.5 Behind the Business, featuring Tom Zwiebel, primary lawyer at Zwiebel & Associates.
It's actually happened that my kids were in school and they were in a university setting, and they actually found one of the people at their university happened to be a child of one of the clients that I helped. So it was just interesting to see how far they've come, you know? And it's also interesting that the kids even would remember who was that helped them. But I mean, the kids come into the office with the parents. So a lot of times, if it takes 4 or 5 years, you see people from the age of 9 to 13, or you see them if even longer. So you get to see the kids as they kind of grow. So that's always kind of fun to see too, because like I said, you're kind of, involved, or at least you're vested in the family.
To learn more about Zwiebel & Associates or to book a free consultation, visit zwiebelandassociates.ca.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. I had my vision corrected to improve my tennis game. Maybe you're just sick of glasses and contact lenses, or your cataracts make you nervous driving at night. And just how big does that font on your screens have to be anyway? Whatever your vision challenge, Herzig is here to help. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved. Oh.
9 rentals completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Baby, you
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Okay, so if you watched the Oscars the other night, Sasha said, I was dumbfounded to see so many people lip on lip.
Full on mouth kiss when they're celebrating, when they're greeting each
but
other.
It was just a little peck, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. They weren't full on make out sessions,
right, right.
But it was still like right on the kisser.
Okay, now, you don't kiss your mom or your dad like this.
I don't think so.
But... okay.
No, I don't.
But you would like to kiss strangers like this or acquaintances.
I kind of think that we should bring kissing into the world a little bit more. It's sweet.
I don't want to do it with my family, but I will do it with friends.
Yes.
Okay. Do you socially kiss coming up? New Country, 93.5. Just popped in. Great to have you here. Quick reminder, too, if you miss anything today, this week, whenever, maybe you missed something last week, you get all caught up in our podcast. You do that wherever you find your podcasty things.
And that's company on demand for you. So whenever's more convenient for you to have a listen, because we get it, you're busy. That's what the podcast is for.
If you caught any of the Oscars last night, you would have maybe missed this, but Sasha didn't. She noticed... at the 97th Academy Awards, that everybody was kissing everybody on the lips.
On the lips. It was an intense kisses, too. Not like full makeout sessions by any means, but everyone was kissing everyone else on the lips.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved it, actually. And I would love to be part of a society that does that.
Hmm.
Not necessarily on the lips. I'd maybe like to warm up to it, like that European, like one cheek, two cheek.
Do you do that with anybody?
No.
Not one person?
Only person I kiss on the lips is my partner.
What about your mom?
No.
What? How do you ever kiss your mom?
No, I don't.
You never kiss your mother.
Maybe I've kissed her on the cheek occasionally.
And nothing about your dad either?
Mm-mm.
What?
Haven't kissed my sister.
What?
I know. Okay, but you
no wonder you're in desperate need of kissing.
You don't kiss anyone else other because than your wife, though, right?
My daughters.
Oh.
I kiss friends. Yeah, I kiss. Aww. I'm a kisser.
I'm a kisser.
Wow.
See, I'm a hugger. Like, I get what I need
to. Everybody's
out of
a hugger, though. Yeah, like, everybody likes that's old suit. Wow. No wonder you love this.
I just think it's beautiful.
I know.
And it reminds me of how badly I just want to be a socialite.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It comes from all the bad reality TV I watch, like Real Housewives mm-hmm. of fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Anytime they go out for lunch with each other,
of course,
they give each other a big kiss beforehand. Yeah. And then they just eat lunch and complain about each other. And I'm like, that's what I want my
life exactly
to
what
be.
I want to live like.
That's what I want.
Huh. Yeah, so that's, well, you're going to have to step up your game, right? Socially, I think, to get to that level.
Yeah.
You know, because at this level, if you want to start kissing people, then it's just going to take it a different way,
right,
perhaps.
It's just not matching up with that. I get it. I got to figure it out.
But I think I encourage you to do it.
Next person that comes into work.
I can't wait. I bet you can't do it. Oh, you want to bet?
No, I can't. No, I'm just thinking if I put out the challenge, like, okay, if you're listening, people we work with, the next person through the door, I'm planting one on you. No one's going to show up to work today. Yeah.
He's calling in sick.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
How did that happen?
No. Josh, we're talking about socially kissing people. Usually, obviously, when you see them and or when you win an Oscar, I guess. You socially kiss anyone?
Well, if I wanted to get punched, probably. not really. You know, we're more of a cheersing crowd.
I guess so. When you work in the beer industry, maybe.
But do you like the idea, the concept of actually side kissing? You know, one cheek to the other, or kissing on the lips. But these would be people like your friends or colleagues.
Oh yeah, I love it. I think it's just. It shows the depth of relationship, the depth of compassion in that relationship. I think it's something beautiful about it.
It's very European.
Oh, I was just going to say it's so European to kiss. So do you right now socially kiss anybody?
I do not, no. But I definitely agree with you, Sasha, that it's something that should be a part of the day-to-day.
Okay.
I think it shows a form of respect.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Next time we see you, Josh, I want to see you in action.
Done.
You got to plant one. Let's go.
No, not on Sasha. On me, because that's easy.
Deal.
Yeah, whatever. You're not going to hold your hand
out. I can't
wait. There's no. Plus, so we know Josh, and Josh, how tall are you?
6'2".
Okay, so that might be a problem.
That's the cutest little kiss ever.
That's going to be a problem for me. That might be a, okay. But we'll figure it out.
You know what? We got it.
We'll find our way.
Sounds good.
Okay, Josh, we think you're amazing, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Well, enjoy the day and have a fantastic show.
Thanks.
See you, Josh. Bye.
Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night, just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, it's Jess Moskaluk, and together we are Canadian.
New Country 93.5. New Country 93.5.
The Oak Ridge Boys 2025 Farewell Tour. celebrating 50 plus years of touring. The legendary Oak Ridge Boys. Friday, June 27th, Casino Rama Resort. Get tickets Friday at Ticketmaster. The Oak Ridge Boys. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
Come on in. Nissan is proudly celebrating 60 years in Canada. Our best-selling Rogue is built for everyday adventure and features standard all-wheel drive and dual-zone automatic climate control. That's a hot combo in any temperature. Right now, lease the 2025 Rogue for 30 months or finance for 24 months at 0.99%. Plus, get $1,000 anniversary bonus cash. Offer available on S all-wheel drive model. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
At McDonald's, there are new breakfast sandwiches with a secret ingredient.
A secret ingredient?
It's a little sweet, born in the cold, cradled by spring.
Gotcha. It's maple.
Well, yes, but let me finish. It's made
with 100% Canadian maple syrup?
Right again. It's a brand new smoky maple sauce featured in...
Oh, some new McD's breakfast sandwiches.
And you can try it
before 11 a.m. only.
Wow, you're good at this.
I know what I like. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Red and white, it runs through the veins of everyone who calls our country home. It brings us closer together, no matter where we are. This spring, patients across Canada need you to give a little red and white. Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new blood and plasma donors every day to fuel Canada's lifeline. Let's get Canada's blood pumping. Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Do you remember seeing this much snow? The snow conditions are here, and we have over 26,000 kilometers of snowmobile trails open. So what could make it even better? How about the best offers we've ever had on Ski-Doo and Lynx snowmobiles? Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. Our best promotions are on. Choose 0% financing for 5 years or rebates of up to $3,000, or choose no payment for 6 months on remaining 2024 or 2025 Ski-Doos and Lynx. The choice is yours, and the savings are big. Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and get on the snow today.
Tired of being unemployed?
Y-E-S.
You want to work?
Y-E-S.
Need a service to help you find a job?
Why?
For free?
E-S.
So what are you waiting for? Call Youth Employment Services and say, I want a job. It's fast, it's easy, and it won't cost you a thing. Sound good to you?
Y-E-S.
Good. Call Youth Employment Services at 416-535-8448 or email yes1610 at yes.on.ca.
Save at Loblaws with Stamp and Save Days. Up to 15% off a single purchase. Get one stamp for every $20 spent. Collect stamps March 6th to 26th to save. Only at Loblaws. Conditions apply. See in-store signage for details.
The Spring Toronto Motorcycle and Power Sports Super Show presented by Cooperators will take place at the International Center this March 29th and 30th. Your one-stop spring shop for everything motorcycle. Amazing displays, great deals, vintage exhibit, a super swap, used bike market, and the International Spring Cup Builders Championship. Choppers, touring, racing, cruising, and performance. Don't miss it. The Spring Toronto Motorcycle and Power Sports Super Show, March 29th and 30th at the International Center. Tickets on sale now. Visit springmotorcyclesupershow.ca. Free parking.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save up to $20 a month on a 24-month term on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the International Center. Browse over 40 hot tubs and swim spas from major brands at up to 50% off. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the International Center in Mississauga. Visit spashow.ca.
This is New Country 93.5, CFX JFM, a Stingray radio station.
hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared. Ah!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go.
Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Comfy as your best boots, whether they're cowboy, Blundstone, or Docs. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
One
and swinging red lights, sunburned Wilcox sign, got the truck gas and a six-pack at the DuPont Texaco. Marquee letters missing, crickets singing if you listen. One bar for the Carhartt and the John Deere holding up the road. It's just some effing static in the middle of nowhere too. Yeah, but don't let that little map dot fool you. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than it's too late, louder than a crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kind of proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Everybody's got your back, knows your mom and knows your dad. All cut from the same cloth, can't ask for more than that. It's the people, it's the pride, it's the heart, ain't the styles. Never know it driving by. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than it's too late, louder than the crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kind of proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out.
It's New Country, 93.5. Sasha's Info Dump. For Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, B.C., it's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sasha's Info Dump.
No doubt about it. It is super attractive when your significant other helps out around the house. But what are the hottest household chores?
What?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you coming up. I heard this term a bit ago, but it's really starting to take off in the workplace. It's called task masking. This is where employees spend a lot of time and effort just trying to look like they're working hard.
So what I do.
Yeah, exactly. When in reality, you're hardly doing anything.
Sure.
So if you want to give task masking a try, some examples, walking fast with a laptop stuffed under your armpit. I find anytime you look annoyed or like you're in a hurry, then people think you're very busy and very important, right? Another example, and you know I love to do this, is I type really loud. Like, I'm not typing anything.
I know you do. You pound that keyboard.
Yeah, I'm so busy. I love doing that. And I look important, don't I?
Angry.
Angry? Or that I don't know how to spell.
Yeah.
Either way.
Angry.
Obviously, when your significant other helps out around the house, it's nice, dare I say, a little bit hot. The hottest household chores, what do you think number one is?
Cleaning the bathroom.
No.
Laundry.
It's up there. So number five is tidying the bedrooms, pretty hot.
Yeah.
Doing the laundry is number four.
Okay.
Making the bed number three. Vacuuming is number two.
What?
I kind of get that. Yeah, yeah. Number one, the hottest chore.
Cooking.
No.
Because that's not really a chore. You're going to do it.
Right.
Dishes.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Doing the dishes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you got the suds going, water everywhere. It's...
If you got the suds going in the water, is going everywhere, you're not doing it right.
Then you have to clean, which is also very hot.
Hey, honey, right? Do you think this is sexy? No, I think you're making a bloody mess.
This is awful.
What are you, four?
Just splashing.
You're not like,
yeah.
You're getting this everywhere. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, there's like, definitely a right way to do it.
Now, I get it if you had, you know, some sort of nice jazz Italian music in the background. You have a dish towel slightly over one shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a glass of wine sitting there that you sip from time to time.
Yeah.
And then your other half, your partner is watching you do all of this and you're having an engagement conversation with them. Yeah. Instead of
is it clean yet?
Where did my choo-choo train go? Like, I don't know.
And your rubber ducky.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah, yeah. That's your info dump.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn? Just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
New Country
93.5.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me. You halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem.
your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the best, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? When you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
New Country 93.5 is Jelly Roll.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
Toronto's New Country 93.5.
All right, let's get to another edition of your Judge Common Sense.
Ooh, Kennedy. So she was invited to a wedding, which seems great. However, the bride and groom, they want money, and they've specifically asked for certain amounts of money from certain guests.
Yeah.
And the dress code is really strict, and Kennedy is almost thinking, it sounds to me, if you need all this money, that you aren't even prepared to have a wedding, so why should I even go?
I like the boldness of it, though.
It is. There's something to be said for that.
There's
for
a lot
sure.
of rules right there, right?
Yes,
you
I
gotta
know.
You got to pay this, you got to do that, and you got to wear that.
It kind of makes it seem like it would be no fun.
Okay. Well, another edition of Judge Common Sense coming up.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's gonna stay. My bed's been staying empty. 50-50 if I call her.